This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z, first name Eliezer, E-L-I-E-C-E-R, date of birth April 16, 1954, date of evaluation September 7, 2022, the referring physician, Bay Area Orthopedic. The chief complaint, 68-year-old male in preoperatively lower left shoulder surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 68-year-old male with history of left shoulder injury resulting in partial biceps and rotator cuff tear, period. He initially underwent surgery on February 22nd, 2021, period. He then underwent physical therapy but continued with pain. He underwent repeat MRI, which then revealed 4 labral tears, period. He was felt to require additional surgery. However, he was noted to have a cardiac murmur. He was then referred for evaluation. He continues with left shoulder pain. Pain is rated 6/10. It is worsened with lifting or sudden movements, period. Pain is associated with decreased range of motion, period. Past medical history, 1 hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia. Next, the past surgical history, left shoulder surgery, next number cholecystectomy. Medications, metformin 500 milligram, half tablet BID, losartan daily, atenolol daily, atorvastatin 1 daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother with diabetes, father with diabetes, social history. Patient is a smoker but denies alcohol or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, unremarkable. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 160/80, pulse 80, respiratory rate 20, height 67.5 inches, weight is 165 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination reveals that left shoulder has decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation, period. Cardiovascular exam significant for soft systolic correction, regular rate and rhythm with soft systolic murmur at the apex. There is grade 2/6 systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. The patient was referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram reveals correction. Echocardiogram performed September 9, 2022 reveals normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 55-60%. There is borderline concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Diastolic filling pattern is normal. Period. There is mild to moderate aortic regurgitation. Period. There is mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Aortic leaflet is noted to be tri-leaflet and his mildly thickened period. The EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 79 beats per minute with non-specific ST elevation, but otherwise unremarkable. Lab work. The sodium 137, potassium 3.9, chloride 106, bicarb 22, PUN 14, creatinine 0.94, glucose 158, white blood cell count 6.7, hemoglobin 14, platelets 208. The impression, this is a 68-year-old male who suffered a left shoulder injury, period. He suffered an injury on October 27, 2020. He previously worked in a machine shop. Semicolon at which time he felt pain in his left shoulder. He attempted physical therapy. However, this did not help, period. He underwent initial surgery. However, he had continued with symptoms. Patient was felt to require surgery as he has had progressive and ongoing symptoms, period. He is found to have diabetes. Diabetes is relatively controlled, period. He was noted to have murmur. He has multiple valvular abnormalities to include mild, moderate aortic regurgitation, mild mitral regurgitation, and tricuspid regurgitation as noted. His ejection fraction is noted to be normal. As such, patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for FAME. Given his aortic regurgitation, recommend judicious use of fluids, period. He otherwise has felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.